The crowd in the synagogue was astounded by Jesus' teaching because he taught them as one having authority. Well, how is it that Jesus had such authority? Jesus had authority because he was about what the Father was about. And that is where true authority comes from. It comes from the Father. God. He is the creator. He is the author of life, from where we get the word authority. God is the one in charge. He has the authority. In John chapter 5, there's a story about Jesus who heals a man. And the Jewish leadership approaches Jesus because they are offended. Not as I would be. I would be astounded, impressed that Jesus healed a man. But no, they're not impressed that Jesus healed a man, because he healed a man on the Sabbath. And for the Jewish authorities, in their mind, that meant Jesus was breaking the law. And so they approach Jesus and they say, "Jesus, where did you get this authority?" Not to heal a man, but the authority to break the law. And here's what Jesus says. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise. The Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you will be astonished." Jesus, where does he get his authority? He is looking in the world to see what God is up to, so that he can go and join God in being about that. He listens for what the Father is telling him so that he can say those words. Immediately before today's gospel reading from Mark, Mark tells us that the first words out of Jesus' mouth were, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the good news." The call to repent and believe, while we so often hear it as, you know, feel sorry about things you've done, feel bad about who you are, it's actually much bigger than that. What Jesus is actually saying is, give up your agenda and take up God's agenda. Give up your agenda and take up God's agenda. Well, that's what Jesus is doing. And he is inviting us to do the same. Now, of course, you might object. You might say, well, this is Jesus we're talking about. Of course, he can do it, right? It's easy for him to do it. He's God's son. He's God in the flesh. But the message that Jesus was bearing was that God's kingdom is right now breaking into ours. Jesus is saying God is here right now. God is active. And Jesus wants us to be in on it. Jesus wants us to get caught up in what God is doing. And so Jesus says, look and listen. Jesus says, pay attention to what God is doing in the world so that we can go and join God in being about that. And it really is being about that. Giving up our own agendas and taking up God's agenda is less about doing and more about being. It is about recognizing that we are God's children. We are not the creator. We are God's creatures, the created ones. And it is about recognizing that the authority then is not ours, but it is his. And though they try to convince us that they have authority, things like money and popularity status, and things like anxiety and illness and addiction and debt. These things have no authority. The authority is God's. And here is the really remarkable part. God is giving his authority to you. Because in Christ, you are not only a child of God, but you are also an heir, an inheritor. God is giving you his authority because he wants you to represent him. God is giving you his authority because he wants you to bear his kingdom in the world. And because authority means representing God, in order for us to be about what God is about, right, in order to be a leader worth following, here's what is required. Humility. And here's where we can begin. We can begin by opening our hearts and by opening our hands. Because Saint Augustine is describing so many of us when he said, God wants to give us something, but he can't because our hands are full. There's nowhere for God to put it. The invitation this morning is for us to live with empty hands, releasing all that we carry around with us, releasing our anxiety, releasing all the stuff that weighs us down, our regrets, our failures, our striving. It even means releasing our skill and our competence and our status and our gifts. It means releasing everything, the bad and the good. Empty your hands. Give it all to God. And God will sort through it. And if your hands are empty, then God can put into your hands the tools that you will need to accomplish the job he's calling you to do. Empty hands. Come forward with empty hands and be ready for God to fill them. That is humility. And it is the source of kingdom authority. And if God is giving you the tools, it is also the source of kingdom power. And with kingdom authority and kingdom power, get ready to experience kingdom breakthrough. Amen.